Pete Kogel.
Get thee behind me, foul fiend.
Unlike my posts, retweeting all my tweets, eating them like toast, selfie stick. Grab that pic, Snapchat me a vid, I show you my dick, selfie stick, selfie stick. Fans like my posts, retweeting all my tweets, eating them like toast, selfie stick. Instagram that pic, Snapchat me a vid, I show you my dick, selfie stick, selfie stick. Selfie stick, a narcissistic prick, selfie stick. A narcissistic dick. Fans like my post, retweeting all my tweets, eating them like toast, selfie stick. Instagram that pic, Snapchat me a vid, I'll show you my dick. Selfie stick, selfie stick. Fans are like my post, retweeting all my tweets, eating them like toast, selfie stick. Instagram that pic, Snapchat me a vid, I'll show you my dick. Selfie stick, selfie stick. A narcissistic prick, I'm a selfie stick. A narcissistic prick, I'm a selfie stick. A narcissistic dick, I'm a selfie stick. Selfie stick, selfie stick. Hayley Clawson can't seem to stop grabbing her bare boobs in latest Instagram posts. Rachel from Boy Meets World is a total babe now. Charlotte shows off all kinds of sexy with topless and panty pics. Some of the shit they come out with. I'm ready for the red carpet. I'm glamorous with extra mascara. Sending kisses to all my fans and babes. You lot are special. Love heart emojis. Emojis all round. Happiness emoji. Love emoji. Love heart emoji. You lot are special. I'm ready for the red carpet. Retweeting all my tweets, eating egg hot toast, selfie stick. Instagram that pic, Snapchat me a vid, I'll show you my dick. Selfie stick, selfie stick. Fans are like my post, retweeting all my tweets, eating egg hot toast, selfie stick.
A taste to remember, a name to forget.
Yeah, I have.
Keirum úr borginni, klæst ekki af.
för att komma hit. Jag var med kremakare. Hon har stanna ägstad mat, äta pizza.
Welcome to PCP, it's PCP 642. Now, don't worry, I haven't got the coronavirus. I'm not self-isolating any more than I normally do anyway. I must admit, sort of being a home worker and being mostly sort of working with IT, I've been socially distancing myself or self-isolating for quite a long time now, and I'm quite used to it. But maybe that's because I'm an only child, I don't know. That's one of those things, isn't it? But it's one of those things I've done a lot of. It doesn't worry me whatever. But I know lots of you out there are worried as hell. And I was talking to or communicating with one of my friends who used to work with, who's based in Milan in Italy. And it does sound particularly awful out there. I don't think people were sort of following the rules that the government was suggesting that they should follow. And they now put the police in to enforce the rules. So, can't see that working over here. I'm not quite sure. We'll see how it goes. But we obviously have a bit of a pandemic going. But here in PCP land, we have 30 tracks of wonderful music, beginning with Selfie Stick, Narcissistic Prick by Leg Puppy, the excellent Leg Puppy, legpuppy.co.uk, based out of London, comes from an EP containing that one track, Selfie Stick, Narcissistic Prick. I said it right this time. And then after that, we had a track which is in Icelandic, which I can't pronounce, but it's translated as We Leave the City by Koala or Koela from Hafnarfjörður in Iceland. And that comes from the excellent album Everything Will Be All Over. Oh dear, what a choice of track. Choice of album. That's from the Post-Dreifing record label at post-dreifing.bandcamp.com. You can find Koala at www.k-ola.com. And I do find them rather marvellous. Right, two more tracks to get you in the mood. The first of which is by Hexen. H-E-X-N. It comes from a various artist albums, just called VA 2020, from Ektar Records. New one to me, ektar.bandcamp.com. This is a track called ZMBA.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I am detecting a banana door.
Okay, so what do you want me to freestyle about?
This is called The Legend of the Sentient Banana.
Wow. Oh, right, that's good, that's good. Sentient banana?
Yes.
I am the sentient banana.
Yo, I was sat on the beach. A little bit of fruit is the thing that I'm feeling. I thought a banana, that's a fruit that's kind of appealing. All of a sudden I just got that peel. Then it told me that it was real. I looked in the eye and the banana told me that
it was real.
Went, yo, little banana, I should mention him. He is so sentient, he's so fantastic. Realize and now I start bending him. Feel I'm taking off his whole peel and now he feels that it's quite abusive. But I think it's so amusing and the little banana says to me, bruv, don't you shit. And don't choose me because you realize that I'm so juicy and fruity. I'm gonna make the banana sentient inside my movie. Because I'm sentient and I'm in my sentences. I know that I'm so intense and tense, but when I keep on going with it, people fucking spinning. Because I'm the banana. Since the beginning, the banana just said to me, I am not gonna be your food. Because I'm bad to the mad and I'm mad to the mad, and I'm always gonna be so goddamn rude to you. Because you're a human and you're gruesome. Not the bananas, you just use them to fucking chew them and eat them and beat them. Honestly, mate, you think I'm such a sweet thing? Fuck you, mate, here comes the drama. Bad boy, banana. Climb up and chew you and eat you like a goddamn guava. But you're orangutan drama. The monkey realized. I'm gonna say it's so funky. What the hell was going on with this sentient banana? Now he's talking to me so drunkenly. Oh, now he's up my trousers and going up girls' blouses. This guy is quite insane and now he's knocking down our houses. This banana is so appealing and he's stealing all the steaming from the dreaming. And I'll keep on beating, beating round the banana. What a sweet thing that he used to be. Now the banana is abusing me. Just all the way down on the floor, he's kicking me. Now he's just basically just licking me. Abusing me for eating his family. Going, yo, fuck you, Gramsci. I am the sentient banana. So here we go again, you lanky chappy. He was a B-A-N-A-N-A. Mad man, bad boy. Shit that he says makes me shiver at night. Here with the fight is so frightening. Cause I see the banana and he keeps on bringing the drama with the shit that I'm tightening.
I am the sentient banana.
With a samurai sword, tries to cut up the banana so broad, but the little banana said, no mate, no mate, no mate, oh lord, what are you gonna do? You're actually trying your fucking best to beat me, and I make you uncomfortable. I'm swinging around the banana skin like it's the hair of a child, and I'm mistrunchable. Oh my dear, looks like the banana just needs a little beer. Where is the narrative to this freestyle? I'm not sure, mate, it's not so clear. I'm basically just going insane about the banana in my brain. Here comes the fruit, and here comes the peel that is pouring down from the rain. I'm dreaming of bananas, and I'm dreaming of bananas, and I've just gone, just gone bananas. Cause I'm dreaming of bananas, yes, I'm dreaming of bananas. My brain is gone bananas, mate, it's so loud. Make some sense of it. So here comes my banana membership. Honestly, mate, when I'm beating up bananas, it's like some crazy 10-second shit. Coming with the fucking tense henchmen that realize that they keep on coming with a little bit of lyricism. It's a given I am from the Britain, but here comes the little banana that I'm just slitting. What? Like I'm sitting his throat. Call me the goat, the greatest of all time flow. Here comes another bad man that is back with a diss where the wolf banana go. This story has just gone completely off fucking edge. But it doesn't really matter because this shit was off the top of my head. Banana.
Banana. two more tracks there for you. The first of which was called ZMBA, which of course Google wanted to translate as Zumba, but that was definitely not a Zumba track. And let's face it, I've danced to a few, so I should know these things. But that was not Zumba. That was ZMBA by HEXN on Ektar Records, EKAR. EKAR.bandcamp.com are from the album, as I simply said, called Various Artists 2020 from Berlin in Germany. And then after that, we had Il Escher. She is based out of Denver. She's originally from Vancouver in Canada, but she's based out of Denver in the USA. That comes from an album called Tribal Gathering Songs from the Sweatshed. Sounds interesting. I featured Gramsci on rapping, and it was called The Legend of the Sentient Banana, would you believe? I would believe. You can believe anything here, because it's entirely mad. Yes, entirely mad. Speaking of entirely mad, I'd love to see this lot live. I'm sure they would be entirely mad, and I'm mad to see them. They're called Tangerine Cat. TangerineCat.bandcamp.com. This is a track called Mudak Salad.
I just ate a salad for dinner. The best one in the supermarket. It lured me away from the counter, but poisoned my gut. With layers of ripe plum tomatoes and crispy bits hidden within, all swimming in soft mayonnaise, a savory sweet combination. So sick I was, I couldn't snort. The last one that I ever ate.
BBC podcast.
Every day's got a different taste.
Two more tracks there for you, the first of which was Mudak Salad by Tangerine Cat. You can find them at tangerinecat.bandcamp.com. Based out of the UK, that comes from an album called Many Kettles, which you can find at tangerinecat.bandcamp.com/album/many-kettles, which I picked up from the same place, Bandcamp, that actually sent to me by the band. Thank you very much. Then after that, we had Sand Empire by Full Dub. You can find Full Dub at fulldub.bandcamp.com. From Dijon in France, the album is called Rewind, and that of course is available from the excellent ODG, Undubbed Ground, Original Undubbed Gathering, any other acronym that you can think of beginning with O, D and G. So yeah, definitely worth checking that out, odgprod.com. Right, we've had El Bujo on the show before. This is another one from him. It's called Cumbia de Tototl.
First you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, Rose on you. You watch.
Everything's this.
So two more tracks there for you. The first of which was Cumbia de Tototl. Now if it's got a title like de Tototl, you think it might be sort of Mexican, perhaps? Yeah, maybe. El Bujo, perhaps Mexican. You can find it at sondoelbujo.com. He's based at Paris in France. That's from an LP called Tamoashan EP. Tamoashan EP. That comes out on Chica Chica at chicachica.bandcamp.com. Rather marvellous. And then the track after that, did you guess who they were? I don't think you probably would, considering I've played that particular band several times before, but not that particular version. That was a very early track by the Dubiosa Collective, actually from their first album called Open Wide from 2004. And in those days, they had a female singer. They don't have a female singer anymore. They have two male singers, and they're very much on a more rappy style. But in those days, they were very much dubby and sort of trip-hop-ish, I suppose, but lovely, lovely female vocals. And the track was called Emptiness, and it was remixed by Bransky. You can find them at wioza.org. All their albums are available there for free. They're from Bosnia and Herzegovina, of course. Wioza.org is where you'll find all their albums, as I say. Let's play it cool. This is Inhale Ashes and a track called Latex.
According to recent medical evidence,
PC Podcast
could actually help reduce your cholesterol level.
Thank you.
Two rather nice chilled out pieces of music there. The first of which was Latex by Inhale Ashes. You can find them at inhaleashes.bandcamp.com. Based out of Romania, on an album called 419, although it is not the the number of the album on memory format. It is memory format 15. And you can find memory format at memoryformat.net, as I said, inhaleashes.bandcamp.com. More the good. And then we had Naharaja, or Naharaja, featuring Marta Koilas. Yes, Koilas. And that by D Echo Project. You can find them at d-echoproject.bandcamp.com. From Peniche, or Peniche, in Portugal, from an album called Cura. And you can find that on Cyan Records, cyan-music.com. That's C-Y-A-N. Marvellous. Haven't played anything from this lot for a long while. This is Emerald Park and a track called The Haze.
Presence of Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen, rightful heir to the Iron Throne, rightful Queen of the Andals and the First Men, protector of the Seven Kingdoms, the Mother of Dragons, the Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, the Unburnt, the Breaker of Chains.
This is Pete Kogel.
He's King in the North.
Thank you.
Tracks there for you, the first of which was called The Haze by Emerald Park. You can find them at emeraldpark.bandcamp.com. Played them on the show many times. From Malmö in Sweden, that comes from an album called Basement Sessions, and that is available in AF Music, which you can find at af-music.com. And then after that we had a track by OKGB, which we've had on the show before. They're from Victoria, British Columbia, in Canada of course. The track was called Affection, and you can find them at okgb.bandcamp.com. I've come from an album called Communist Love, and I picked that up from Bandcamp. Right, that will bring us to the end of the show. I hope you have had fun listening to the music. I hope you'll come back next week. If you are self-isolating, socially distancing, or whatever you're doing, keeping to yourself, and in need of some more music, pkogel.com. Check it out. There's 641 other podcasts out there to listen to. That could take you a while. Longer than 14 days, I'm sure. But maybe you'll get a bit wild and crazy and, you know, do daft things if you listen to that much good music. Yes. Well, let's just leave you with one last track then. This is Starfrosh. You can find them at starfrosh.starfrosh.com, or bandcamp.com rather. S-T-A-I-R, star, F-R-O-S-C-H. The track is called Houtz, or Houtz, H-O-U-T-Z. The album is called Houtz, and it comes from Bandcamp. They come from Switzerland. And I have come to the end of the podcast. See you soon, folks. We'll be right back.
Pete Kogel.
Yeah, he's feeling unwell, clearly.